We'd like to welcome you to this week's Artist Spotlight.
She never had a daddy to hold her through her fears. No mama ever kissed her cheek or dried her painful tears. She was 5 years old the day the missionary came and found her wandering helplessly by the muddy river bank. Her hair was coarse and it never had been washed. Her flowered shirt was stained and torn. Her feet were bare and scarred. The missionary reached for her and gently drew her near. Then picked her up and hugged her close to sing lightly in her ear.
Listening to Chelsea Estes, that's Daughter of the King. That's a title track of her brand new project, and that's going to be our featured artist this week, all week long. That's December the 9th through the 13th is when we'll hear a lot of great music from Chelsea Estes. Here's one called Every Masterpiece.
When your life falls apart, you're left with an injured heart. Bring your hurts to the Master. He comes to where you are, redeems and heals your scars, brings beauty from disaster. Peace made by Jesus
day by day and line by line. His work of art is redesigned. Every masterpiece begins.
listening to this week's featured artist, Chelsea Estes, from right here in the East Tennessee area. I believe I read where she's from, Tazewell, Tennessee, which is about 50 miles just up the road from where I'm sitting. Across a few hills and straightaways, as they say. Anyway, some exceptional solo vocals. I'm really impressed and appreciate the opportunity that I've been given to play Chelsea's music. It's really good, just incredible. Here's another tune off of this fine project. This one's called I'm Ready to Go.
Waiting. the course of time and space. You saw through the lens of grace, while others saw through worldly view. You saw what I could be in you, but what they didn't see.
Very fine singer, a great project, and of course it's Chelsea Estes, Daughter of the King is the name of the new project, and that was You Saw Me. We had You Are My God before that, and let's see, The Sparrow, we mentioned that already, but I wanted to mention it again. That was just super, super tune. Really enjoyed it. And Chelsea will be with us all week from December the 9th through the 13th, and filling our Artist Spotlight segment all week long. Here's a track 6, I believe it is. This is Wayfaring Stranger.
Traveling through this world of woe, there'll be no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there. the earth and the sky. You are the one who said, let there be light. You're glorious. Kindness I didn't deserve. All this mercy I could never earn. Made all things.
Chelsea Estes, that was Carried It All Away. That was track 9 off her brand new project, Daughter of the King. Before that, we had You Are My God was the name of the tune. And let's see, Wayfaring Stranger kicked that set off with Chelsea Estes. Daughter of the King is the brand new project that we're featuring as our artist spotlight all week long, December the 9th. Through the 13th. Here's one last tune off the project, and we appreciate you listening, of course, to this week's Artist Spotlight featuring Chelsea Estes. Track 10, this one's called You Saw Me.
Saw wood and darkening skies, a mother's tears, a prisoner's cries. I saw the spear, the nails, and how evil had prevailed. But what they didn't see,
that you looked beyond the cross. down through the course of time and space. You saw through the lens of grace, while others saw through worldly view. You saw what I could be in you, but what they didn't see.
Just a super collection of tunes from Chelsea Estes, and she's going to fill her artist spotlight all week long with her project Daughter of the King. We got just a bit more time left before I need to switch over and do some other work. So anyway, we want to feature a couple more tunes from Chelsea. She also released an album in 2017 called Who Will Stand for God. We got two or three tunes lined up off of that project. I'd like to fill up an entire hour with Chelsea in our Spotlight Artist segment all this week on, of course, this is Southern Branch Bluegrass and the SBB Radio Network family of music and programs. Here's Chelsea Estes to do a song called You've Got to Go Through the Valley.
Out, I can see that there's another valley at the end of the day. But I won't be discouraged, no, I won't be afraid. 'Cause you've got to go through the valley to make it to the mountain. You have to walk through the desert. The master of the wind, you've got to go through the valley to make it to the mountain again. It's easy to give God the glory when life is at its best, but praising Him hard to do when you're facing another test. If you'll put your trust in Him, He'll give you strength for every mile, and you'll share sweet communion as He leads through each trial. 'Cause you've got to go through the valley
meet the master of the wind. You've got to go through the valley to make it to the mountain again. Met the master of the wind. I'll gladly go through the valley to make it to the mountain again.
Now that's off of our 2017 release. It's called Who Will Stand for God. That was You've Got to Go Through the Valley. Got a couple more tunes picked out to run before we wrap this segment up this week. Here's one that I really, really like. This one's called Peace in the Valley.
Fall down to see her precious son. use them right, we'll attack them from inside. I'll fill their hearts with vanity until their differences are all they see. Black and white, rich and poor, to justify their holy war. But meanwhile, back at the cross, all is not lost. Forgiveness is bought with each drop of his blood. It falls to the ground, his mercy
listening to a few tunes from Chelsea Estes' CD that was released back in 2017 called Who Will Stand for God. Of course, that was Meanwhile at the Cross, and we heard Peace in the Valley as well. Got one more tune, and then we'll step aside and let other folks come on in and do their programming for today. Here is Chelsea Estes with one more song called Who Will Stand for God.
In this country we love, seems like everywhere these days, people are living for themselves and they're pushing God away. But where are the Christians who said they'd take a stand? Why are the churches empty all across this land?
They're taking